When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Another interesting point in the documentary, and it really wasn't as large of a point as I expected it to be, the way that it had been kind of promoted. It really only takes up, I'd say, maybe 5 minutes of the doc itself. It's allegations of his childhood from former very close friends, people who actually even lived in the very same house that Diddy and his mother lived in. A kid that grew up next to him, almost like a brother. Allegations that Janice Combs had her own parties going on back when he was a kid and a teenager. Sex parties, particularly, reefer smoke, pimps, all of that. And apparently, according to the allegations of a close friend, Janice would bring over basically a little posse of women to help entertain her son and his friends. And we're not talking sitting down and, you know, watching a movie. That sort of environment, that sort of way of growing up. Oh, wow. Yeah, you want to talk about the beginning of trauma and what that behavior arc is going to be. I think that's a very dark way to start a life. What's your take on all of that and how it may have influenced him?
Well, yeah, if it's true, it definitely influenced him. I mean, our experiences we have during his formative years of life always influence who we are today. It's part of our nature and nurture combining to form, like you said, our life arc of what we're exposed to, our thought process, our decision-making process, our desensitization towards things, as these claims are. You know, legally, it doesn't do anything, except it gives you other individuals to potentially interview, which could give you hard evidence for things. But again, you have time and space removed on that. I mean, people have had really, really tough childhoods exposed to really abhorrent things, and they turned out completely fine through good other people in their lives that put them on a righteous path of goodness. Maybe not in this case, but again, I don't think legally it's going to do anything. It helps paint the picture of understanding if it's true. But, you know, it just reminds me, I'm reading another book, as you know, one of our many books that we listen to. This one's called Nexus. Mm-hmm. Nexus by the same author that wrote Sapiens and Homo Deus. It's all on anthropology. And it talks about information systems as a species and how we communicate information and the influence that information is. And one of the really, really challenging things we have as species, our ability to communicate in vast numbers is what propelled us as a species to success, but it's also been undermining us as many times as well. Because just because a lot of people believe a story does not make that story true. Mm-hmm. And this might be a case of that, you know, that they're propagating a story. I mean, the greatest example of that the author used is the in the 1500s and 1600s in Europe. The witch hunts, mm-hmm. You know, that was, you know, they were printing all these things out there and they're killing tens of thousands of people accused of witches, and everyone believed it because it was propagated by so many. So that's just a little bit of my history throwback to hey, a lot of people might be saying this is the truth, but it might be, it may not be, but I think a lot of people might be jumping on the anti-Diddy bandwagon, looking for nooks and crannies. Now, does it fit a pattern? Yeah, it could fit a pattern of where his behavior came from. But again, all his behavior that we're seeing or accused of seeing is control. It always comes down to control. He's using sex as control and power factors. It could have happened later in life, could have happened then, don't know. It's kind of a creepy upbringing, though, if it is true.
Extremely. It certainly does not dismiss anything, but I think like in many cases that we look at, we go, okay, how did this person get to be this person? Yep. Where did they come from? It's the recipe, I always say.
Yep.
And once you look at the recipe, it doesn't make the end product good. It just goes, well, that's why this cookie tastes like salt. You put salt in instead of sugar or whatever it might be. And when you do that to a human being, where there should be love, nurturing, not, you know, overexposure to sexual activity at a young age, safety, and drugs and alcohol and all that.
Yep.
And you throw all of that in the otherwise okay cookie recipe, you know, pouring a bottle of Jack into the chocolate chip cookie is not going to make a good chocolate chip cookie. It's not going to make a cookie at all. It's going to make something completely different that everybody's looking at going, well, you're not like the rest of the cookies, all of the people. What the hell is wrong with you? Well, look what mom did, allegedly, growing up, which, you know, it sounds like from the allegations of people who knew him, he really started with a life of excess. He did have money as a kid. He was known as the rich kid, didn't really have a lot of friends, was kind of an outcast until he found a way to kind of prove himself. But it was a lot of being in control as a kid because he didn't have any control. It was a constant fight to be what he wanted to be, or for people to view him how he wanted to be viewed. And he happened to have one hell of a drive. And I think this could have gone in two different directions. Had the money not been there and had the talent not been there early on, it could have ended up, he would end up being a pimp or something on the streets, taking that drive to a very dark place. In fact, though, he had the money, he had the power, he had the influence, and it went in the opposite direction, not in a good direction, but taking what someone would do in a very dark path of life, but you add all those other elements to it, and suddenly it becomes kind of the glorified hip-hop culture that we saw in the 1990s and 2000s.
Yeah, when you're exposed at an earlier point in life before the prefrontal lobe is fully formed, you are shown a way of living by those people you trust, that those people allow you to feel safe, again, from their context. And when that becomes a behavior of norm for you, then you carry that forward in your life without boundaries on either side, without repercussions or society saying to you in any way that what you're doing is wrong, what you're doing is unsafe, then you're going to keep doing that and perpetuating that behavior. And then when you have the resources to do it even at a greater level, and then when you do combine a natural born talent, then that's the recipe, like you said, for that cookie that came out the way it did.
Yeah, overall, a sad story, one that I don't expect anyone to have any pity on, because, again, turn into an adult, and at any point, you can go, maybe this is not the best path, but when you have too many people around you saying, oh, no, this is right, literally every aspect of your life saying that, I guess maybe it makes it harder to turn back when you have that sort of a mindset or that much of a lack of empathy. Do you think the upbringing with seeing that sort of stuff, does that create a lack of empathy when you see just blatant abuse and taking advantage of other people, and this person has power, and this, I mean, kind of like the pimp ho thing that was being thrown about in the documentary. I'm not trying to be crude. That's literally what was said in the doc. Being brought up around that, I would think that would really warp your sense of especially women and having respect for them.
Yeah. You know, empathy's such a powerful word, because empathy is all about understanding the context of someone else from their point of view as a human being. And what struck me when, that's why I was thinking as you threw that word out there, he's from what we see from all the accounts we're getting, it's not that he doesn't have a lack of empathy necessarily. towards human beings, he just objectifies so many people that he doesn't have the ability to have empathy because he sees people in his life, a lot of them, as tools to support him. I mean, I've seen this before with other people in other cases where they don't personalize the relationships they have. They view people as a tool to move them forward. I think there are a few people in his life he has empathy for because he sees them as human beings. But I think there's a lot that he did not necessarily make that connection with and just sees them as a tool in his life.
What will Diddy bring next week, I guess, is the question. It's just,
what will someone else bring us to Diddy
next week? that remains to be seen. The case of Diddy, and the darker it gets, yeah, we'll keep following it.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.